Right, no, absolutely. They're definitely, you mentioned it, 1-2 start, but they've definitely been a fun team to watch up until this point. Yeah. And again, a lot of excitement and again, a lot of freedom, especially like under Byron Scott, who I always said is better matched to coach veterans as opposed to young players. But again, you mentioned he did develop some, you know, great young talent at the time with Jason Kidd and Chris Paul and company. But it seems like Luke Walton is able to connect with these players more. I think being that just a few years ago, he was a player in this league, so he's not that much older than them. But going back to Nick Young and D'Angelo Russell, we know the issue that happened last year with that whole Snapchat video getting out. We heard some interesting comments, which I'm sure you're aware of, from the backup point guard for the New York Knicks, Brandon Jennings, who basically said, quote, dude is about D'Angelo Russell. Dude is a great hooper, but I don't trust the snitch, close quote. So,
of course,
a lot
I
of
saw that quote today, actually.
Right. You know, a lot of that hype and the negative publicity and media attention that came with that has kind of died down a little bit since then, but now we've seen it kind of resurface after those Brandon Jennings quotes. So, like, looking down the road, do you think that D'Angelo Russell's reputation will continue to be remembered for this, especially during games where he struggles or he falters or we see him not getting along with his teammates? Or do you see this just being just a random quote from, you know, a guy who, in Brandon Jennings, was a star when he first entered the league, has kind of become a glue backup point guard? So what do you think about that and D'Angelo's reputation? Will this, like, linger on in his career?
First of all, I think Brandon Jennings should worry less about not trusting a snitch, quote unquote, and focus more on how he's going to help the New York Knicks bench, which is a disaster, by the way.
Terrible.
Jennings, I mean, listen, D'Angelo Russell is, what, 20 years old? Last year he was 19. He made a mistake.
Right.
Stuff happens. Believe me, I know. I mean, sometimes you take a video and something. I don't think it was in Russell's interest to ruin Nick Young's, you know, relationship with Iggy Azalea, who now they're no longer together.
Right.
And I don't know if it's because of that incident or not, but in either case, D'Angelo made a mistake. He addressed the media. He apologized for it. If Nick Young can't trust him or doesn't like him or anything like that, that's fine. You don't got to like your teammates. I mean, we could probably go over years and years of teammates who didn't like each other but were very successful with one another. That's called having a business relationship, which basically means, hey, I don't like you. You don't like me, but when we're on the court, we're going to work together. Believe me, there were two good examples of that, and that led to three championships for the Lakers between Shaq and Kobe.
Right.
So it can happen. Now, as far as his reputation goes, yeah, he's got a lot of work to do because of not only being such a high draft pick at number two and being the quote-unquote next Lakers superstar or next Lakers franchise cornerstone, whichever you want to call it. He's got to work on his rep, but time heals all wounds, and I hope, you know, we get to a point where people could put this nonsense behind them and just say, you know what, D'Angelo Russell is a great basketball player, and he's a good teammate, and he's a good overall guy that made a mistake. I mean, Kobe Bryant was almost convicted of sexual assault, and yet he is heralded as a god in Los Angeles, who was beloved by all the fans and who people are still talking about and still miss. And I'm sure when he shows up to a Laker home game at some point this season, they're going to put him on the Jumbotron and the crowd's going to go crazy. So he made a mistake early on in his career when he was young, and he owned up to it and he dealt with it. And, you know, him and his wife have seemingly worked through it. I mean, at least in public. I don't know what's going on behind closed doors. And I think the same just has to happen with Russell. I mean, if he ever has an issue with that, he could talk to Kobe because Kobe's been in a similar situation. So I think D'Angelo, it's going to be a one-day-at-a-time process, not just for the off-the-court stuff, but even on the court. He's struggling right now making shots, but he's getting good shots.
Right.
That's the thing. At least what I saw opening night and these other few games, he's getting good shots. But he also has to understand that teams are going to key in on him a little bit more. They know that he's got more responsibility now within the offense, so he's going to be seeing a lot more tougher defenses, a lot more pressure on him, probably getting picked up 94 feet by the opposing guard or opposing wing or whoever's guarding him. But these are all things for him to push through. But already from last year to this year, how he started out, it's been night and day. And he looks really sharp. The only thing I would say that he needs to work on right now is just continuing to get his teammates involved. We know he could score, but we also need to see him distribute and get his teammates involved within the offense.
No, I completely agree, and he does have the talent, minus the athleticism. He's not going to wow you like a Russell Westbrook, again, with that explosion, right. But he does have the talent. Again, I agree. His assists could be a little bit higher. He's only averaging 4.3 this year as opposed to 3.7 last year, so that's going to improve. Field goal percentage, low at 34%. So I agree, but looks like they have a bright future. And just speaking on Kobe, just the last-minute comment about the Lakers before we move on. They play tonight at the Pacers at 7 p.m. Yeah. Eastern time on League Pass. And I read a tweet today, and it said that last season's average asking price for the Lakers at Pacers was $190. And tonight it's starting at $25. So big, major, major difference. Yeah, so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting. I mean, what can you do? I mean, the Lakers, they have some good players and everything, but a lot of these guys aren't established stars yet, as we could see, and certainly it's not a farewell tour. So,
right.
If you're in the Indianapolis area tonight, you want to go see the Lakers and the Pacers duke it out, expect a considerably cheaper ticket price. Hey, that's good. Hell, man, I'll fly out to Indianapolis right now if that's the case.
Shoot, me and you both. We'll link up there tonight.